Kennedy, Biden has embraced the neo-socialist woke wing, loon wing of the Democratic Party. By Jeff Poor on November 21, 2023. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's The Story, Senator John Kennedy, RLA, blasted Democrats at the executive level in the Biden administration for the multiple lapses in government. Kennedy argued the lackluster results were a product of President Joe Biden and his administration embracing the far-left constituencies in the Democratic Party. I watched a video today that showed members of the Houthi rebels landing on a cargo ship, FNC host Martha McCallum said. They came in on a helicopter. They swarmed this cargo ship, that's Israeli-linked, and they took 25 people hostage. And the first thought that I had when I watched that, Senator, was how many terrorists have come across our border. And when and if I pray that this doesn't happen. But we don't see a similar sort of situation here in the United States. What do you think about that? I think that the southern border is an open, bleeding wound since President Biden and Vice President Harris had been in office. About 8.4 million people have come into our country illegally, Kennedy replied. That's for Nebraskas. We don't have the slightest idea who they are. Why I? Because this administration believes in open borders. Why I? Because this administration has embraced the neo-socialist woke wing, loon wing of the Democratic Party. I mean, just look around. The American people may be poor under President Biden, but they're not stupid. They see an open border. They experience inflation. They see the rampant crime, he continued. The American people look around and see the world on fire. The war on Ukraine, the war in the Middle East, the ember smoldering in China. And they have concluded that fair or unfair, Martha, I'm not saying that this is a curate, but I can read a poll. And the American people have concluded that President Biden is old. And he needs soup in an early bedtime. And they have concluded that Vice President Harris is not capable. That when our IQ gets to 75, she should sell. Again, I'm not saying that's fair or accurate. But that's a good conclusion today the American people have reached. It's pretty disgusting. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.